The seventh tradition. I am in lockdown in my own home, and despite the current situation caused by COVID-19, I know it's still important that I carry on my public information service work as best I can. I continue to keep in touch with my professional contacts out with the fellowship, the third sector, the NHS, the treatment centres, and the homeless units to remind them that Alcoholics Anonymous will continue to be here during and after lockdown. This is a free resource that is fully committed to carrying the message to the frontline staff working daily with the still suffering alcoholic. The team work tirelessly to raise awareness of the issues, whether by delivering presentations to university student nurses or taking part in open meeting workshops at local doctor surgeries. During lockdown, I have posted my home group's copies of roundabouts to the local prison, as agreed by our group conscience. I've also emailed links to my contacts, directing them to the AAGB website, where they will find the lists of virtual meetings which are zooming from one end of the nation to the other. AA is still available and welcoming newcomers. It's business as usual, despite being virtual. My ability to be of service to the fellowship and to pass on what was freely passed on to me depends on my continuing personal recovery, practicing my 12-step program, maintaining a good spiritual condition, and staying close to my higher power on a daily basis. I keep in regular contact with my sponsor, continue to work with those I am sponsoring, as well as fellow AA members. I have regularly attended my home group meetings online and a variety of other meetings up and down the country. I've also been invited to share at other meetings. All this helps me to stay connected to AA. It's also vital that I continue to contribute to the pot as stated in the AA's seventh tradition. I know how vital this money is in supporting the General Service Office, the Northern and Southern Service Offices, and all the staff, some of whom are furloughed. These are difficult and challenging times for the whole fellowship. When lockdown is over, in order to fulfil my primary purpose, I'll be helping to prepare information packs, which must be readily available for events and organisations. Our contributions to the pot will allow this to happen. Anonymous, yes, but not invisible. Marion M, Inverness, Friars Street, Tuesday.